This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Washtenaw United. In partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we reserve time each Monday to explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. Today, we're going to take a first-person journey through hardship to a place of mission, to purpose, and some personal redemption, and we'll do so through the unlikely lens of urban farming. My guest today is Melvin Parson, and Melvin is the founder of We the People Growers Association and now the We the People Opportunity Center. And thank you so much for coming in today. I'm most grateful.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, David.
Now, Melvin, I don't want to spend too much time on the past because the present is outstanding and the future is even brighter, but I do think it provides context for our discussion. You faced some family hardship as a boy, made some choices as a young man that were illegal, including visiting the south side of Ypsilanti to sell some drugs. You spent some time behind bars, and you spent some time dealing with addiction and rehab, and it was through that process you made your way to the Ann Arbor area at Dawn Farms. Does that sound about right?
That sounds spot on.
In 2014, you began with a 3-foot by 9-foot vegetable garden. Had you ever tinkered with gardening or farming at all to that point?
I had not. I couldn't. I tell a lot of people all the time that I couldn't even spell vegetable at that point.
So what about the process of working with the soil and the plants and tending to the well-being of that very small piece of land was so rewarding to you?
That's a great question. It piqued my interest about where my food came from, to kind of like watch these seedlings begin to grow and flourish and kind of instinctually realizing that they needed my attention and love and care, right? And so those things like really drove me initially. And then my experience of having watched a documentary called Food Inc. and then going down to the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, trying to figure out what vegetables like kale were or radishes or zucchinis and seeing no one that looked like me.
Meaning a person of color.
Correct. And looking at the folks selling me my food, and none of them look like me either.
In going to the farmer's market and recognizing that, listen, this seems like a process that may be exclusionary to a degree, how did it help define your vision for what has become the We the People Growers Association?
At my core, I'm a champion of social justice and social equality, and a firm believer that either you have a seat at the table or you're what's on the menu. And so in seeing that folks that look like me didn't have a seat at this table, or so it seemed, it just kind of spurred me in that way to just move forward and see how I could have a seat at that table and make a difference somehow.
So in trying to create a seat for yourself where perhaps one didn't exist before, how did you go about starting the process of creating the Growers Association and finding locations in the land to actually put forth your vision?
It's funny, David. A lot of things just kind of rolled out for me. I started with that 3-by-9-foot raised vegetable bed, and the following year I had an opportunity to be a member of a farming cooperative. In that same year, an opportunity presented itself for me to start a community garden. Then in 2017, it morphed again on me, and I had an opportunity to be where we currently are right now at Grace Fellowship Church House of Solutions in Ypsilanti, and to work with about a quarter acre of land.
Through your efforts, people came to know who you are, what you were doing, mm-hmm. and you've been able to create relationships in both the business community and throughout the community at large. What is the importance of creating a wide range of relationships like that?
Wow, relationships are huge. I think everything is based on the context of relationships, especially as far as We the People Growers Association and We the People Opportunity Center is concerned. I was super fortunate to have made contact with an amazing person over at Washtenaw United Way, whose name is Bridget Healy. I probably bugged her to death, right? You know? And I'm like, hey, Bridget, I got this idea. I want a farm. And through that persistence, her and I have been able to build a relationship where she included her work and included United Way as a whole to kind of open some doors for me and give me some support in a way that a lot of folks of color, unfortunately, sometimes aren't able.
We're talking about access.
To get, right.
Access to opportunity.
Yes.
And that has become a central part of the vision for the Growers Association and the new Opportunity Center that you are working with.
Yes.
What is your vision moving forward with that Opportunity Center to provide that access to a future?
Access is huge. And so having been a person returning home from incarceration, I know how many obstacles can be in the way sometimes of really getting a legit opportunity to change your soil in a way that stops the recidivism cycle, for mm-hmm. one, but also in a way that allows you to work towards being a productive citizen of society, right? What we want to do with the Opportunity Center is develop a program, and finally, this year, towards the end of the season, we'll be working on creating a pilot program that we'll launch next year at our current location out at Grace Fellowship in partnership with some other organizations that we've been able to develop relationships with that will begin to change the soil in some men and women's lives who are returning home from incarceration.
What kind of components are going to be included as part of the opportunity to not only teach people to farm, but to develop the skill set that even if they want to step outside the realm of agriculture, right. they will have opportunities in life?
What myself and my board of directors envision is creating a holistic approach that can best support the person returning home from incarceration. And that's training, but that's also creating a job for them, right? Because jobs are important, but also we'll have a case manager that will work with the person one-on-one to see what things are missing or what's needed to help them succeed, and then partnering up again with some amazing organizations already here in Washtenaw County that are doing that kind of work. You know, not relying so much on us as creating a wheel or reinventing the wheel, but working in collaboration with some awesome organizations here that are already doing such.
I don't want to let this opportunity to pass, but we started off the conversation talking about all of the hardship that brought you to this place. And then you started the paragraph you just said with my board of directors, and it's all happened relatively quickly. Is it amazing to you? Do you have time to even sit down and reflect on how far you've personally come in such a short period of time?
I do now. A lot of people don't know this, but back in May, I was involved in a really serious automobile accident, and I feel really fortunate to be sitting here having this interview with you, or just to be able to be upright. But prior to that, there wasn't a lot of time for reflection for myself. I was driven off of two instincts, and that was feeling a lot of pressure and being pissed, right? You know, and so in reflection, those two things aren't sustainable. And so now, post accident, I'm doing some things that I didn't do before in terms of slowing down,
taking
self-care,
recognizing
gratitude, staying mindful and being in the moment and being present in relationships with folks.
While you are creating opportunities and giving back with a number of programs, what do you hope that those who do work with you now and in the future as the Opportunity Center takes flight take away from their time and their personal relationship with you?
A couple things that I hope for is that they feel as though they are valued, they feel inspired. I hope to create a safe space within the organization and within my personal relationship with them where they're comfortable with being transparent, and so that we can together help them to be their best selves.
So as we talk about creating a community wherein we inspire and enrich and offer the opportunity to becoming our best selves, there's going to be a need for expansion for both the Opportunity Center and for the Growers Association. Where are you looking to do that, and how quickly might that come?
We had a place in mind a short while back, and it felt like it was the ideal space, and that didn't pan out, but that's okay. currently we're looking somewhere else, and we're in negotiation with a major municipality here in Washtenaw County that has some property that makes sense for us as an organization to land at and to build and expand upon. And so far, it sounds like it makes sense to them as well. But that process, because municipalities don't move along quickly as possible.
Just like a plant that you put in the soil, you have to exercise the same kind of patience to watch your organization grow as well.
Sure, yeah. And but we think it's well worth the patience and the effort that we put in to try to make this plant blossom. But in the current and in the present moment, we'll still stay at our current location at Grace Fellowship, and they have great vision, and we're working right now to see how both our visions can not only benefit the direction that they want to travel in relation to their nonprofit, but ours as well, and how these visions align can best impact the community.
I find it very interesting. You know, there was a time when you would come to Ypsilanti to contribute to some of the social ills of the day, and now you've made a home here and are working to further build and strengthen the community. There was a time you were at risk of potentially becoming a lifer in jail, and can we now and officially call you a Washtenaw County community lifer?
You can now officially call me a Washtenaw community lifer. I'm a townie.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Melvin, thank you so much for the time. I'm so grateful that you spent it with us and shared your story once again, and we'll look forward to following the Opportunity Center right along as it grows.
Hey, David, I really appreciate that. But before I go, I want to also, just in correlation to relationships, I want to give a big thanks to some folks whose shoulders that we stand on. And I certainly wouldn't be sitting here right now, and the organization, We the People Opportunity Center, wouldn't be here if it had not been for, and still is, our relationships with like United Way and New and Michigan Works and St. Joe's Mercy of Ann Arbor Hospital Zingerman's community of businesses. There's a lot of individuals and organizations and companies that have been there for us along the way, and we're lucky to still have them as our allies as we continue to strive to build something meaningful and impacting in our community.
They say it takes a village, and we've got quite a village here in Washtenaw County, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Thank you so much, Melvin. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, David.
That is Melvin Parson, founder of the We the People Growers Association and the We the People Opportunity Center, our guest on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is heard every Monday and is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. For additional resources and information on today's topic and to visit the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.